front, corner front, side, and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115-42, 115-82, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zone. The property is located south of 4th Street and east of Midway Drive within the Truvale Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 601 4th Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district GR, the tax parcel is District 334, Map 15, Parcel 85. We have three letters of support, letters of opposition, and one mail return on this application. And is seeking a 4.6-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, a 3.6-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch addition, a 3-foot and a 5-foot variance from the required 5 side yard and rear yard setback requirements for an existing shed.
Evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman of the Board of Adjustment. My name is Tim Willard with Food Quick, representing the Burks. Here, the last two variances. We actually intended to move that side yard.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the property, the house, the uniqueness of the what exactly we're asking for specifically.
Mr. Willard, if you would press that button there so your mic like there you go.
Okay.
Now we can start over again.
Okay. Good afternoon, Board of Adjustment. My name is Tim Willard with Fuqua Willard and Shop. This is Marcia Jordan Burke and Michael Burke. Did I cover everything? Oh, the shed, we're going to make a condition. We're going to move that because it's back right on the back line, so they're going to have to move it anyway, probably. So those variances we're not asking for. This property is in Truvale, and I don't know if you have the option to back off and show the whole aerial of that neighborhood. I have the original site plan of Truvale. It's east of Route 1. It's just south of Lewis before you get to Rehoboth, obviously. And it was recorded in 1967. Signed by Lawrence Lank, and then another phase was approved in 72. It's an old neighborhood that was originally GR, and the lion's share of it now is stick-built, and I'm gonna show you various variances. There have been 13 already approved in this area, so it's developed and morphed into a single-family stick-built kind of neighborhood. And what you see there is the corner property, and not only is it a corner property, this is somewhat unique itself, but it's also in a kind of a unique block where two of the lots are like actually through lots. So we actually toyed with maybe doing some averaging, but they're actually rear yards, and it didn't make sense and didn't really pan out. So I'll get to the survey in a second, or in a minute, maybe 2 minutes. The property is located 601 4th Street. That's the side yard. The front yard is on Midway. That's the stretch that goes there. Marcia's father actually bought this property in 1972, and it had a trailer on it. And in the front yard on Midway, it had two loblollies that now, quite frankly, actually dwarf the house. So they're in the front yard, and that's the front yard. They removed the trailer and then built a stick-built in 2008 or thereabouts. Both Marcia and Mike work in Washington, and she's come here obviously for years. They both have. They have two sons, and actually now one of the sons and his new wife live with them, and they have an 8-month-old child. They never really intended years back that this would be maybe a permanent home. And it's actually evolved in that, and they're actually retired and living there full time. So this is the purpose, and perhaps going to reasonable use, of their adding this addition to the side. The addition is going to include a 2-car garage, a laundry room, and bedroom, 2 bedrooms, I think, 2 bedrooms. And that's the house now is only about 1,600 square feet. On that 4th Street side of the house, it's a 15-foot, pursuant to 115-182, it's a corner lot. So the GR would normally have 30, 10, 10, and 10, and you get a 15-foot for the side. So that side on 4th Street is 15, and they want to build out into that 18 feet, which would mean a 4.6 foot variance into the 15 feet. Mainly because the garage, the minimum for a two-car garage is 20 feet, and this will only be 18, so they're actually asking for what they believe is the minimum. And a garage is becoming more important to them for obvious reasons that I can relate with, relating to age. Michael's had two spinal surgeries, as well as, it was just your knee, right? No, that's all right, sorry. Yeah, you will have the opportunity to testify. So that's really the main reason they're doing this. As to the application itself, I've corrected that they're going to move the shed. There was one line in, you'll see I submitted criteria in response to your five criteria, and one said something, the house wasn't built by them, but they did build the house. What they didn't create is the uniqueness of this whole neighborhood and this actually block that they're in. And I think the trees play in that somewhat. They didn't plant those trees, but they're not going anywhere. So they're asking for, I don't know if you can pull up the survey. There's copies in your packet, but sometimes it's easier if we're all looking at the same thing. There you go. You saw on that aerial that there were cars parked along 4th Street. You see that darker area? That rectangular block on that side of 4th Street, long rectangular block, which is 58 feet, would be 18 feet from the back of the house, which would give them, you know, just what's adequate for a two-car garage. And then to the side of it, they have a six-foot-wide laundry room, and then one bedroom on the first floor and one on the second floor. And that's so that they can house the family that's living with them now. And in the front, on Midway Drive, you see there's 4 feet extending into the 30-foot. They don't intend to roof that. It's just to extend the outside of a porch. If you give them the 4 foot, they have the option to, because that no roof exception only applies to sides and rear yards. In this case, it is in the front. That's why we included it. And they may put a canopy up there as well, but that's, so those are the two variances we're asking for. As far as other variances in the area, in your packet that's online, you all had a map of the various variances in this whole neighborhood. I've pulled, there are 13 of them just in this section J of Truvale, and I've pulled some, and I'm not gonna read the whole facts and the findings of all of them, but it's obviously consistent that it's consistent with this area, that the boards in the past have identified this as a unique neighborhood that requires some flexibility for these smaller lots. A lot of the lots, some of the lots were 50-50 and then they combined them, but they still have that GR 10, 10, 10, and 30.
Mr. Willard, just one question before we go down that path. How many of those were prior to the small lot ordinance versus ones that were after that?
Say, I didn't hear your question.
The small lot ordinance that was passed in 2018, do you have any idea how many of those were before versus after that, of that 13?
I think out of the 13, well, actually I have the dates.
That would have been March of 18. Does that sound right, Ms. Norwood?
Yeah, I think one is in April 2019, one's October 2018. I have another that's May of 2016, and one in 2010.
I would imagine that the ones that are after the passing that ordinance, because this lot is just under 10,000 square feet.
Correct.
So that would, those would tend to be more applicable because that had changed some of the setbacks on lots.
The one afters. Well, it's interesting that it's a good point. I'll give you just the distances that they requested, even though that they the relevancy for the later ones are more relevant, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we tend to find those to be of more relevance.
I got you.
Just because of the change in the ordinance. The other thing, before I forget the thought, you had mentioned that porch was going to be uncovered in the front yard.
The 4 feet.
Yeah, and the code does allow for those to encroach 5 feet into the front yard.
Even the front, I was looking at 183.
It's in 181. I was just looking at open unenclosed decks, porch not covered by roof or canopy, which do not extend above the level of the first floor of the building may extend or project into the front yard not more than 5 feet. So it doesn't apply to a mobile home park or campground, which we don't have here. And that's in 182.
So what's your point? We don't need the variance?
I don't think you need the variance for the front yard for the porch.
Okay.
So the only issue then, because you've said the shed will be brought into compliance, would seem to be the garage. Does that sound right with you, Ms. Norwood?
I think it still has to be uncovered.
He said it was uncovered.
Okay. But you right? thought they may or may not put a canopy or?
Well, Ms. Norwood and I had a discussion about okay. this. And I usually do what she says, but I mean, I think.
And
quite
the survey said porch, so.
Yeah, it does. It does say porch. I know when we advertised it, we thought it right. was covered, so we thought, let's make sure we're covering everything. But if, and perhaps a question for your applicants, if they're not planning to cover that, then we don't need to address that variance.
Well, since it's before you, we take advantage of that, give them that option, and keep it on the table.
That's your case, counselor.
Right. You can deny it, and hopefully. You won't do it until the other one that's important. But, I mean, I think it's the minimum. It meets the criteria as well. The porch they have there is awful little. That's they want more of a landing pad there. So there's no harm in asking you, hey, can you give them the option to cover it? If you say no, they can just make it uncovered.
Yeah, okay.
That seems to me. I don't want to waste your time. Seems like you're reining me in a little bit not to talk about the old variances. If you're taking variances off the table, I'm all over it like a wet dog.
I just thought, hey, you're asking for one, but if the testimony didn't, you know, we didn't need to spend time on it, we don't have to.
Oh, cool.
It's up to you.
I have an extra tie here, if anybody wants one. I realize that was in my pocket. The variances I was going to talk about is the October 15th variance. It was Cynthia Myers. They were asking for a front yard setback of 5.4 feet. And lo and behold, the attorney was Mr. Schaub. And they went through all the same elements. They haven't changed over the years, the criteria. And this was just located right down the street from the Burks. So that was approved. In April 1, 2019, it was Mark Dainia, and that was a 7.6 feet from the front yard. He was on 505 South Street, so that's, I think, the one next over from 4th. And that was approved unanimously. And this may be getting into a little bit of what Mr. Sharp was trying to avoid, but in 2016, there was a lot owner owned two lots right on 4th Street, and they had got a 10-foot front yard variance on both. It was Mr. Hutt. I see two of these were Mr. Schaub's. That's dating him, and that was 2000 times similar. So, and that was out of the 13 I just see. I just grabbed the ones that were closest, but there are a lot of other ones that were nearby. So to address your criteria specifically, the parcel, and I'm gonna maybe read a little bit what I've already submitted because I probably gave it decent thought. The parcel is unique as a corner lot in an old GR zone neighborhood where most of the houses are becoming stick built and enlarged to the value of the location. The home on this lot was originally built with no regard and limited living space. The lot is only 100 by 100 feet and the house was 58 by 28, approximately 1600 feet, not including the covered porch, which is 8 by 10. The front of the house faces Midway Drive with a 30 foot setback. So the only feasible space to make more living space and a garage, which seems to be a reasonable addition to any home, is on that right-hand side on 4th Street. Cannot otherwise be developed. The sole feasible location, as I said, to a reasonable development is on that side. The applicant is requesting an additional 4.6 variance to accommodate a reasonably sized garage and more living space. The standard minimum depth of a car is 20 feet. They're just asking for 18. Two bedrooms and a laundry room. It was not created by the applicant. This subdivision was created in 1967 originally to be, you know, 50 lots, 50-foot wide lots, and it's evolved probably because its location more than anything else, but you've seen this throughout the county, where there's the value of land has gotten such that people are willing to invest more in it, and this was cut up as a subdivision. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. You can see by the previous variances, you can also see by the aerial, which is in your packet, which was shown earlier, that most of these houses have been developed, quite frankly, in a mishmash, but they arguably improvements is the value of the property, and to stick build something more formidable for full-time residents instead of more of a temporary time. That what they're proposing of the existing stick-built home is similar to look and proposed addition and will be architecturally consistent with existing homes. They're requesting the 5-foot, I don't want to be too repetitive in the, you know that, and the minimum requested, we're relying heavily on what's required for a minimum of a garage and also practicality for a bedroom to be, you know, more than 13 feet is something that's not unreasonable. So I think in all those factors, they meet your criteria, so they can improve their home consistent with the other neighborhoods. And I'll paraphrase some of the letters you've already gotten. One from Edward Cam. My name is Edward Cam. I reside at 603 4th Street. I am a long-standing next-door neighbor of Michael and Marsha Burke in the Truvale Acres subdivision. I'm submitting this letter in support of the Burke's application. The Burke's have consistently maintained an attractive and well-kept property, and their 2009 stick-built residence aligns with recent developments within Truvale. The proposed addition to their residence, measuring approximately 18 by 58, includes plans for a two-car garage, laundry room, and additional bedroom. Mr. Burke has provided me with a detailed explanation of these plans, as well as access to a recent land survey that delineates the proposed addition. In my view, the requested variance of 5 feet along the 4th Street side of the Burke's property would not be pose a concern or objections on my behalf. Additionally, I understand that the Burke's will engage in the same builder responsible for the 2009 construction. They intend to use the design elements and materials for this addition that are consistent with the existing structure. From Lee Sinclair, I'm writing to express my full support for Michael and Marsha Burke's application for zoning variance for their property located 601 4th Street. I understand that the Burke's plan to add 18 by 58 foot addition to their current home, which would include a two-car garage and addition living space, and that this request for variance of 5 feet along 4th Street side of the Burke's property. As a neighbor, I have had the pleasure of knowing the Burke's and witnesses their dedication to enhancing both their property and our neighborhood. They have shown consistent care and respect for the changing character of our community and have made improvements that blend well with the surrounding area. I believe their proposed addition will only add to the aesthetic appeal and value of our neighborhood. Furthermore, the addition will not only serve their personal needs, but also contribute positively to the functionality and appearance of the area. I am confident that their plans will be carried out in a responsible manner that respects both zoning boards and decision and interests of nearby residents. For these reasons, I respectfully urge the board to approve it. I'll summarize these. They're all good letters, though. I'm writing this letter in support. This is Kenneth Bird. He lives at 601 4th, or no, that's their property. He lives at 405 Midway Drive on the main drag. The Burks are proposing, you know what that is. I understand the need for zoning regulations to maintain order and safety, but I believe the variance will not negatively impact the surrounding properties or cause any harm for the community. In fact, the benefits far outweigh the potential concerns. For the reasons, I respectfully urge the board to approve this. And then there are two emails. I support, this is from Vincent Quinto, 506 3rd Street. Common theme is they think it'll enhance the property or the neighborhood. One from Samuel Trail. Sam says, I'm writing in support of variance requests 601 4th Street. I have lived 50, 503 6th Street since 2000. The ripple of gentrification has moved in and improves the value of our properties, but we are a diverse old neighborhood qualifying for neighborhood averages in surveys as the rules change. I like the way he turned that phrase. So that's all I have. I'll call Mr. Burke or Mrs. Burke up here.
Mr. Wheeler, I think we only had the three letters. Did we have those emails as well?
These just came to me today. So
okay, I don't know if you want to submit those.
I'll give all.
I know we have the three letters because they're submitted to staff.
Yeah, very good. I'll give them all up. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll call Mr. Burke up here if you. You're going to have to be sworn first, but you can stand right here.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a question.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address?
If you could turn that microphone on, Mr. Willard. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
My name is Michael James Burke, and my address is 601 4th Street in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Burke, you've heard my representations to the board. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they may have some questions for you, or if there's anything you want to add.
I just wanted to add kind of a human element to this. Tim noted, we did not really anticipate making this our permanent home. When back in 2009, we didn't really give much thought to retirement, but that is the situation now. We have a home in DC. We'll probably be disposing of that when we can. I think it's worth mentioning that the house is going to be occupied by my wife and I, but also by my son, and his fiance, to be wife next week, and their currently eight-month-old baby. Part of the reason why we're building this is because of the incredible increase in the cost of land and houses. We've been looking for quite a while for a place for them. My son is a line chef here in town. His wife, soon-to-be wife, is a housekeeper. Those are the kind of people who make this town run, or at least Rehoboth Beach run, and they're running out of places to live. And so we decided that we're going to try to use our land to its best value and also accommodate our growing needs and their growing needs. So the idea is that what I'll refer to as the in-law suite, and then down the line, they probably switch and they'll have the house and we'll have the suite there. And of course, Mr. Willard's already addressed the need for a garage in March, April around here. I don't think I need to convince anybody the need for that.
Thank you. They may have some questions.
Questions?
Witness or Mr. Willard? Or both? First of all, good evening. Is there any form of an HOA connected to the property?
No, there's not.
Okay.
This is still a subdivision where you can put your car up on blocks if you want. Okay. So that's
not on your property, though.
That's what's changing.
Yeah, we'll move past that. I need a little help understanding the proposed addition going towards 4th Street, darkened rectangle that you mentioned, Mr. Willard, indicates. Tell me exactly what that is.
Maybe Michael can weigh in on this, but I think it's where just there's a car park where they park cars in that area that's crushing on or something.
Is it fair to say it's a driveway?
Yeah. Gravel driveway.
It's gravel right now. And I mean, it's where we currently put the cars. That'll probably change a little bit. But
and if your requests are approved, we you mentioned a two-car garage, is that correct, as part of the 58 feet?
Correct.
That's contained within the addition of the 18 feet?
Correct.
Okay, so the black rectangle is a driveway?
Yeah, it's currently, I imagine the surveyor was compelled to put what he saw there, so he darkened it up as where the driveway is.
Okay.
I don't know, if your question is, where's the entrance to the...
Yes.
Is that where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
Is that on one side or the other, Michael, the two-car garage?
If you look at the 15-foot-long rectangle, essentially, two-fifths of it, and I'm being approximating here, two-fifths of it, can I walk up?
Yes, you can walk over there and point.
Take your time.
So the idea is this, that, thank you very much. So currently, we have a laundry room right here, and the idea is that we would, it's 6 feet wide, we would essentially put that laundry room in the center or about, let's say, three-fifths of the way down here. So you're going to have an 18-foot wide two-car garage here, probably with a front entrance, so it will have to be. Then you will have a six-foot wide corridor, and then the remaining portion will be the living space. What we will do is probably take advantage of the fact that will allow us to keep it to one story, but there will probably be a loft-type room for a children's room, and then down here there would be a bathroom and a bedroom and some living space. Does that answer your question, sir?
Sort of, but it gives me another. If you're... coming in off of 4th Street into your garage, are you pulling straight in or are you turning?
What you're doing is you're going, the laundry room will probably 4 or 5 feet before the end of the laundry room, and mind you, you're up at first floor level. There'll be two steps down to a little foyer. There'll be a door to the outside on the ground level. There'll be a door into the garage.
Okay.
And somewhere along the right side of that hallway, where because the laundry machines and so on will be here and shelving, there'll be a door into the living unit here. And then the other access for the living unit will be out onto this existing concrete patio. So we have access from this existing, we'll call it room here.
Michael, could I interrupt you? I'm sorry,
sure.
Commissioner. I think you were asking for the entrance into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you come in off 4th Street or off of Midway?
Well,
into the garage doors.
Entrance with a car or entrance with a on foot?
Car.
With a car.
Cars.
It's going to be an entryway. The idea would to be an entryway that would pull out and probably curve, either go straight out or curve onto 4th Street. We have a well there that we have to accommodate, and we have a rather large tree. But my thought was that we would do a curving driveway. We'll just have to see. Excuse me.
I got it.
No, it's okay. Thank you.
It's what's led me to the question, because we're looking at a drawing that makes me wonder and have confirmation that the... It looks as though the dark rectangle is existing, but that we're actually talking about coming in off of 4th and turning into the two-car garage. Is that correct?
Like I said, the best way I can explain it is that right there, that 18-foot gap will be the front of the garage. So you would be coming in that way. Now, whether it makes the most sense aesthetically and also practically to have the entrance to the driveway come out to Midway or to come on to 4th, I can't answer your question yet, but it will be one of those. And then that black area is simply a gravel pad that we don't know what we'll do with, but I assume that overflow parking would be there or further back in the yard.
So that's existing, is where we would go with the black rectangle.
That's why I put it there.
Yeah.
Surveyors sometimes
well,
everything, and then they put what they choose, but that's why I put it there. It wasn't As Mr. Burke said, he may remove it. The, you know, the front of the garage is going to be faced midway, so.
Yeah. My question came from the proposed addition, and I would have assumed that with the proposed addition would have come a drawing that showed us a proposed driveway going into the two-car garage.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
If you can make that a condition, we could submit that. I think they held off a little bit
on. That's why I'm asking what their intent would be regarding the driveway.
Yeah.
And then a question, as we looked at the aerial picture, if we might, Ms. Lepore, I noticed on your property on 4th Street there, and understanding that the yellow lines do not depict accuracy, my question is there any grass area between the property line and 4th Street?
Yeah. Yes, there.
Go ahead, you know. We
yes, about there that. Is. I measured it, and there's on the 4th Street side, there's approximately 10 and a half feet from the edge of pavement to our property line. And that was one of the factors that we considered on the sight lines, because I know that's a concern on a corner lot. But you've got, I would say, ample sight lines even without that. But then on 4th Street, you have quite an extensive space there. So there's a stop sign here. Midway, there's no stop sign. Stop sign on 4th Street. And as you can see, if you're coming up Midway, you can see the people coming up to the stop sign,
mm-hmm.
but you see my point.
But it adds to the decision making, because the 10-foot buffer between property line to edge of paving.
His point is
it gives me more ease.
Yeah, his point is actually that might not be too that might be fairly accurate, because from that property line, which is what the survey shows, there's 10 feet of grass until you get to the road.
Right.
In addition to the buffer.
Understood.
That's a good thing.
And I agree. And then you mentioned the well also on the corner of the property.
Yeah, the well is right about where that arrow tip is there. And we kept it when we built the house. You might have to abandon it.
And then in your opinion, with the addition being built, it wouldn't impede line of sight at the corner of Midway and 4th Street because of the buffer?
For the reasons that I've explained. For the reasons that I've explained, and I will say that the yellow, as you noted, the yellow lines aren't accurate. The yellow line on the front would be approximately the same as it is on the side with respect to the edge of the pavement. That's deceptive. You're going to have a broader sight line there.
Yeah, and we looked at that statute, and it's 25 feet from where they intersect, and it's ample. It's ample, as we determined.
Right.
I think from where it's going to be developed out. So.
So you can see around, I mean, if you're coming up Midway, you can see at least when you hit, there's a 45-degree angle, mm-hmm. well before you get to that intersection.
Okay.
And likewise, coming up 4th.
It'll be better than the adjacent property across the street, because that's a side yard on Midway for them. So.
Since we have this up here, I can just show you the letters of recommendation. The three I got are from my neighbor here. My neighbor here, who essentially faces my house, and my neighbor who looks at this house catter corner here. The lady here, this neighbor here, is unfortunately suffering from dementia, and so we weren't able to. That's a bad situation there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Willard, when was this house built? Because there was a trailer here originally, correct?
It was built in 2008, correct me if I'm wrong. 2008.
Winter of 2008, 2009.
Okay. Do you have a certificate of occupancy for that?
Not with me. Yes, we do.
You do? Okay.
Mr. Sharp, I do have a question. Just say hypothetically that this is on lot 86 and the issue is, or just say there's a lot on the other side of 85, given that it's a small, it's under 10,000 square feet. If that lot was 90 was directly hooked into 85, would they need a variance or would they need as much of one?
Run that one by me. What are you talking about from an averaging?
If it was landlocked and it just, if it was not a corner.
If it was landlocked, the setback there, I think, would be five feet.
So it wouldn't.
It is a small lot. It's under 10,000 square feet, so it would have to reduce setbacks. But we do not afford to reduce setbacks for the corners.
Yes, understood, but I just was trying to wrap my head around that being a potential situation for the guy he's sitting right next to, or the guy who's right next to him. So, thank you.
Yeah, I think 86, that I'm looking at it, it's oriented to fourth. So he would be subject to the front yard off of fourth. So you're going to have something that will be quite a bit closer on this lot just by virtue of being a corner, yet his neighbor's going to have to be set back on that same road.
Thank you.
Mr. Willard, you did say the shed is leaving, correct?
I'm sorry?
You did say that the shed is leaving, correct?
Yeah, or be in compliance. It's the 5 feet, yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple questions, I suspect I know the answer, but I think I need to ask it. When I look at the site plan here, the dwelling, and I see you have a sunroom, and it kind of makes your house is kind of T-shaped as it is now, and there are some kind of open spaces in the building envelope there, and I wonder, did you look at, were those options for affording you the relief that you need, and if not, why not?
You can go. I think it's because they wanted to save that porch in the backyard because it's the most private. But you could come here. You have to talk in there.
Well, that's certainly true. But in addition to, we looked at every option, and there was no option, as I mentioned in our application, there was no option available to us that did not remove pretty much an entire side of windows. So we, you know, yes, theoretically, we could go from the sunroom all the way across in the back, but we would no longer have a sunroom, we would no longer have a patio. So this makes the maximum use of the light that's available. And does the least amount of damage to that was the other thing on construction costs, the least amount of damage to the existing home. They'll be able to build it before they break into the house and then
I'm going
to
guess your like roof line and those things, if you had tried to do this in the rear, would have been substantially altered if you'd had to go that route. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Because your existing house is a one-story house, right?
Exactly, and we want to keep it that way because of the aging.
The additional have a garage with a loft above it. So just that part will be kind of taller. Is that correct?
My plan is to have the roof accommodate that. We may have more of a peaked roof. We're going to try to keep it to one story for construction reasons, yes.
Mr. Willard had noted, and I see that you have the walker with you today, that you've had some spinal and leg surgeries and whatnot. Is the garage, would that provide you a better and safer access into the home? Is that part of the reason for the garage?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And with respect to the porch, is that also a reason why that porch has to be expanded to provide you a safer access to the home?
When we're at it, we may well build a ramp, but I'm hoping to get a little bit better. But as we get older, that would be certainly one thing we could do.
I'm guessing, how big is your existing porch?
The existing front porch is 8 by 12, I think it is. And the idea was we have a center pole holding up a roof to brace that, remove the center pole, but not extend the roof out further, only extend out the platform part of it, 4 feet. That would give us the opportunity to put a round table out there and have meals and so on. It would just make the porch more useful for the, at least currently, five people who would be living there now, or are living there now.
All right, but that, So you're not covering the addition part of the porch? It's just gonna...
That's the plan not to. And again, partially for it's not needed, but also construction costs.
Okay. All right. Very good. I have no further questions. Thank you. I see Mr. Willard, if you had anything else to say.
Appreciate the questions.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12995 for Mr. Michael and Marcia Burke and entertain a motion.
Board members, I'll just remind the board that we, the applicant has posited that the, as a condition that the shed be moved into compliance as a condition for the...
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12995 for Michael and Marcia Burke for the requested variances, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe that the property has physical, unique physical conditions due to the corner lot. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I also believe that it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. As part of this motion, I would request that they adhere to the moving the shed into compliance.
And Mr. Williams, I know that we also had some question about the porch. Does your motion include a variance for the porch or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye, too. So the vote of 3-0, your case is approved.